All right, so this is, what is this, your third one of these for you, right?
This is my
fourth spring?
Yep.
Yeah. So how's it feeling? Like, you're getting to be an old man now, right?
yeah. It's the first time I'm looking at a room full of guys that are considerably younger than me. So,
right.
Yeah, it's a new perspective. Definitely new.
Yeah. So overall, how do you think camp has been? How do you think spring ball has been so far?
I mean, I think spring ball has been effective. You know, I mean, especially with the numbers we have and everything, guys just are focusing on the little things. Guys who didn't play as much last year or redshirted last year are getting a chance to learn the defense, you know, step by step. And I'm, you know, me being a guy who, you know, I learned the defense last year and I played in it for a full season. Mm-hmm. You know, I get to help those guys out. When you see this is how you respond. This is what you're reading. These are your keys, all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, that's just what I'm focusing on and we are focusing on as a team. It's just getting better at the little things so we can be ready come camp time.
Do you have a preference, Will or Mike, or are you willing to play anywhere? Or?
No, I don't. I definitely don't have a preference. I mean, over the course from last spring to now, I've learned all three. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm going to play Mike because, you know, I have the best understanding. I've been around the defense the longest, or the linebackers, and I can command the defense, you know, as a whole. I know all the checks, the calls, and all that type of stuff. So I'm going to play Mike, but I'm comfortable playing anywhere.
Yeah, and that's a pretty big role in this defense. People noticed last year with Hardy Nickerson that it's, you know, in a way you're the quarterback. Like, mm-hmm. you're making calls, reads, everything else. So you comfortable with that?
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, you're in a commanding role. You know, guys look to you. What's the play? What do we check to if they motion like this? What do we do if they, you know, shift like this? So, I mean, I definitely – Getting a year in it. I mean, I had an opportunity to do it a little bit last spring, and mm-hmm. I mean, obviously I saw Hardy do it, and I got to see, you know, I know the same calls and all that type of stuff. So, I mean, I'm definitely ready for that. I understand what that role, you know.
Sure. Has. And how you think Dalshawn's doing adjusting from JUCO to coming here?
I mean, he was doing well. You know, obviously it's tough, you know, with injuries and limited practice and stuff like that. But, I mean, you know, taking time in the meeting room, like I said, just, you know, with all the guys, like the guys who redshirted and also like Dalshawn, they're kind of in the same, you know, position. They're seeing, you know, cover one, cover two, cover three for the first time. And, you know, they're getting to learn our blitzes, how we read things. So, I mean, it's good, but he's definitely adjusting well. And the more, you know, the more he gets to see it, the more he gets to watch it on film and get to see it in live action, that'll really help him. He'll be good to go.
Okay, last question. I think I asked you this when you were a freshman. Are you going to get your cousin to come sing the national anthem? Is it cousin?
Yeah.
Jordan's your cousin?
Yeah, cousin, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're a real close family. But, I mean,
I've seen her tweet you before.
Yeah,
like,
oh, yeah,
you
yeah,
know, like,
yeah. She'll tweet me every now and then, like or comment on a picture, you know.
Yep.
She's definitely, you know, keeping track and being supportive. I would love that. That'd be really cool.
Of course, the band does a national anthem here, so it's not really. Maybe in a bowl game. Maybe we'll do that.
Yeah. We get to 6 wins, 6+.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'll definitely make a call and see what Coach can put together for us.
There you go. I appreciate it, Trey.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.